The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Time,
God is good.
We thank the Lord for yet another gathering. This gathering is very special because it is the last Sunday of the year. The beginning and the end of everything is very important. Especially when it comes to years. After 12 midnight today, a figure will change. From 23 to 24. That's the only thing that changes. Nothing else changes. But you know something? In the spirit realm, you must effect the change that you want. Every year is an open check. Every week is an open check. Every month is an open check. Every day is an open check. You speak into the year. You command the day. And you put your mind and all your attention on that which you are commanding.
Now,
that is why it is very important as we end the year today. And I can tell you that the Lord has already answered your prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once again, I welcome every one of you to our special service, end of year,
and
especially those of you who are following online, Facebook and Podbean. And I want to use this opportunity to also welcome all those who are here for the first time. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you, especially the church workers, for all your sacrifices from the beginning of this year, starting with my associate pastors, starting actually from with my beloved wife, who is so shining like this today. I don't know where she got this from. I've never seen her wearing this. We came to church and I was just looking at her and say, ah.
Wait there, a surprise.
God bless you for creating an atmosphere for me to operate. Let me tell you, every married man here, if you want to succeed in your life, make your wife happy. Because whatever spirit your wife opens to, that spirit rules. That is why the serpent went to Eve. And didn't go to Adam. Because Eve was a soulish person. Woman is a soulish person. Anyway, let me end here. So please, husbands, treat your wives well. And wives, pray for your husbands also. Don't just be there to be made happy.
Meant now say yema weninje.
You should also pray for your husbands. So that they will be the kind of husband you want them to be.
Na oma ye meri ma mo pese woye.
I thank my associate pastors, Pastor Prince and Roger and their wives. You have done well.
Me da osofu Roger, osofu Prince, omo yere, omo yinansu me da oma se.
A very big thank you to my church board, my deacons and deaconess, Mama Thelma, and the rest of the deacons. You have done very well. Congratulations. Special thanks to the departmental executives. Let's clap for them. They have done well. And to the various departments. Committee members.
Committee in Crawford, so
you have done very well.
My idea, my part.
The media team.
I'm a song Crawford, so
the music department.
And you took one.
You have done very well.
My idea, pan.
But after church, I would like to see the praise and worship team, and especially Brother Sefa. I'm going to teach you how to choose your songs so that your song should go from down up. It shouldn't go in a certain way. So amen. That is. Amen.
Amen.
But you are doing well. The ushers are doing very well. The prayer warriors, you have done well. The interpreters. Brother Alex, Vivian, and Ephia, you have done very well, Emilia. And also the church workers, my church secretary, you have done well. Our assistant, Francis.
Brother Francis.
Brother Maxwell.
Young Brother Maxwell.
And then Francisca.
And you Unyaba Francisca.
We are on the church's payroll.
Yaina a sorry no. It's ya yenka.
You have done very well.
Yami in Sham Maya dear.
May the Lord bless you all and keep you. There are some who played certain very important roles. Secretly. Behind the scenes.
Say Obiara Enhuon.
May the Lord bless you. And keep you.
Na on kramo.
Turn your Bibles with me to Psalm 31, verse 5.
Enyum adiasa.
We'll read Psalm 31, verse 5.
Enyum adiasa ba kun yimunum.
Exodus 12, 1 and 2. Exodus 12, 1 and 2. And Revelations 1, 18. Revelation 1, 18. Psalm 31,
15.
My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Amen.
Amen.
Before I continue, let's clap for the Sunday school teachers also. And the brethren who sleep here, who take care of the place, they sweep the place. God bless you also. You should have not been clapped for because you use our water and everything, our light. But all the same, we have already clapped. So God bless you. Congratulations. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, this month is to be for you the first month of your year. Underline your year. Your year. Your year. Say my year. Say my year. Say my year. Revelation 1:18. I am the living one. I was dead. And now look. I am alive. Forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Amen.
Amen.
I share with you briefly today on the theme, gathering to celebrate Jesus Christ for ending another phase.
Menu Kasafa Asima Matuni Din say, Ye Shemuni Boy Yesu Arusia sell or Dien Abba Ewe Wo and
gathering to celebrate Jesus Christ for ending another phase.
Ye di Christo Arusia Sodia Ba and Pempen so be
every year. Every year is just another phase on God's calendar.
Afibian so ye a fabi won yanko pon krata so
in his dealings with mankind. Every year
Afibiara
is just another phase.
A year a fabi ewon yame
on God's calendar.
Ewon yame krata
in his dealings with mankind.
Senyoni nipa di efa.
Another calendar year is just ending.
Afi imuan so eba wie ye.
God is the origin of calendar. The month of Adar was the first month that God gave to the Jewish people.
On Adar or Nisan.
That was why he said to Moses, tell them, this month should begin your month. So we have the Jewish calendar.
Yeah, well, Jew for calendar.
Every religion, they have their own calendar. But the calendar we are using now is the Gregorian or the lunar calendar.
Na calendar, we are suffering in a lunar calendar, not Gregorian calendar.
Yes, Saint Gregory came out with a calendar. And then we have the lunar calendar where the movement of the sun and all that, I mean, determining the month.
Luna,
also
ye ni eche ewe mun se saye oria ene nsoma na Gregorian
jenu so wo ho. All that we want to know, and God wants us to understand.
Na ni a ye pese ye ti asie na nyame ma ye ngu ni se.
Is that he is the origin of the calendar year.
Ono na eche afi no ase.
God be the origin of the calendar year.
Onyankopon ohye calendar na seno
gave the Jewish people a calendar.
On my Jewish phone and crata na se calendar measure so di juma.
And because God began with them,
they are
representing the humankind or mankind.
Now one na wojina ho edima enipa.
So why did God give man or Israel calendar?
Ade inti no nyanku pondi.
Number one, God gave man calendar for the recording of his dealings with man. God does not live within time. God is not confined with our time. In heaven and in the spiritual realm, we don't have a January, February, we don't have Monday, Tuesday, no. But God gave man calendar. Because he has given man a period of time to live. So he gave man calendar to record his dealings with man. To keep man aware of his faithfulness, God's faithfulness. To keep man alert. To himself, man. That he is limited. So that he makes the most of the opportunities around him. He also gave man calendar to build faith in man. Because of his dealings with man, man will build faith in him. So that anytime there is a problem, Man will remember what God did in when there was another problem. And build his faith. God gave man calendar to cause man to always remember that God is there. God also gave man calendar to cause man to always draw near to him. God gave man calendar to give man hope. God gave man calendar to let man know he is limited. Our days are numbered. Then the last one, God gave man calendar to let man know he, man, can never do without him, God. The devil uses God's calendar. Because the devil doesn't have a calendar. Because the devil himself doesn't know his season or time. According to Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Satan knows that he has a short time. And so he uses God's calendar. I am here to announce to you that Satan's time is short. Satan's time in your life is short. That attack in your life is short. Every satanic orchestration against you is short. Every conspiracy against you is short. Whatever Satan has done to you in the year 2023, it is not permanent. I say it is not permanent. Because God is the one in charge. He is not in charge. So as we end the year today, look, here on earth, there is nothing that is constant. We have no constants here on earth. It is up and down. It is good days and bad days. It is joy and sorrow. It is fulfillment and disappointment. That is how it is here on earth. That's why you see written on some cars, no condition is permanent. In the same sense, it is true. When you are not in Christ. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. Ecclesiastes 7, 14. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. For about 1 month now, God has been teaching me about this scripture. Beloved, both good and bad days in the life of a child of God, they are a blessing. I said they are a blessing. Are you here this morning? Did you hear that? Both good and bad days in the life of a child of God, they are both blessings. They are both blessings. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14, God allowed both of them.
In
the life of a child of God. Let me tell you. Formerly, I was thinking that God uses bad days alone. Because good days, we know that they are from God. And we know that bad days are from the devil. But from what God is teaching me, I've realized that in the life of a child of God, God can permit or allow bad days to come. He can allow disappointment. He can allow failure. Even sometimes God allow us to make mistakes. I heard somebody asking God, so why were you when I was going to make this mistake? Somebody sat before me and asked, Papa, where was God when I was going to make this mistake? A pastor who married a tiger. He said, my wife is a tiger. He said, man of God, I've seen my wife in a dream as a tiger. And it has taken God for me to leave. He said, man of God, I have been faithful to God. How can God allow me to make this mistake? And I said, when you go to heaven, you ask him. But I can tell you one thing. If only you submit to God, you will see something good in that mistake. I told him that you think your wife is a tiger. The moment you see your wife as a tiger, draw closer to God. Then the tiger in your wife will submit to that God. But if you continue to stand there and see your wife as a tiger, the tiger will devour you. Listen to me today. Whenever he calls me, he's a man of God. Organize pastors and give them this talk. As we are talking today, the wife is in the Bible school. I don't know what you have experienced this year. Let me tell you, challenges times have really developed something good in me. No one's heart has been broken more than me. I'm talking about disappointment, not lady heartbreaking. When church members break your heart, when sometimes people you wake up in the night to intercede for, when you hear what they say about you, when you know what they do behind you. But you know, every broken heart pushes me closer to God. That is when I pray more. That is when I fast more. That is when I seek the face of God more. And out of it, I develop a ministry. An anointing begins to manifest in my life. So, beloved, in good days and bad times, they are all from God. For a child of God, number one, both good and bad, They test and try us. They test and try us. You say, how can good be a test? Look, every blessing that comes to you. Let me say, look, some people receive promotion. Look, have you seen people marrying? And their church activities go down. You see somebody bringing forth. We know that at least 3 months, 6 months, we should give them time to sit at home.
Oh.
But 1 year, 2 years, they are still talking about the baby. Oh, my baby, have you seen those things before? God just opens a door. And somebody's, services, sacrifices goes down. So it's a test. When God opens the door for you, He's testing you. When the bad comes, He's using you to also test you. When you read James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, James 1, 2 to 4. 1 Peter 1, 7. Number 2. Both good and bad. They build character. 1 Peter 2, 5 to 7. They build character. God
used
them to build character. Number 3. Both good and bad. They come to prepare us for what God is preparing for us for. Psalm 105 verse 19. Number 4. Both good and bad. They come for God to know us. To know our heart condition. For greater blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse
2.
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart. Whether or not you will keep His commands. God allowed that to come to test you, to know who you are. Number 5. Both good and bad, they come to reveal a dimension of His nature. Genesis 22. When God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, a very difficult test. But after Abraham had obeyed, when he took the knife to strike the son, he heard a voice. Abraham, Abraham.
Say, Abraham, Abraham.
Don't touch. He turned and saw a lamb. When Abraham got there,
Abraham could do.
There was nothing there. But before he realized, there was a lamb tied on a small tree. Where was this? Jehovah Jireh. The God who provides. So through that, God revealed to Abraham that I am the provider. I am the Almighty El Shaddai. He revealed Himself to Abraham as Almighty El Shaddai. Even in old age, you can still have children. With me, anything is possible. With me, anything is a solution. And number 6, God allows both good and bad to come to frustrate the plans of the devil. But beloved, the mystery of all this, to you a child of God, sitting here, or watching from on Facebook, or listening on the Podbean, the mystery of good and bad in your life is in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. King James says, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to His purpose. Amen.
Amen.
That is a mystery. So whatever the year has been, God is using it to work for your good. And so let's end the year in joy. Let's end the year with great expectations. God has brought us here and is taking us further. The year 2023 has been very challenging. But I'm here to announce to you, whatever this year has been, it is just a phase. It is just a phase. It is just a phase in God's dealings with you. That is not the end. I said, God has not ended with you. Shall we rise up right now and say, I am just ending a phase. I am just ending a phase. God is not through with me. I am just ending a phase. I am just ending a phase. I am just ending a phase. A phase. A phase. Thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord. For all good and all bad. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Please. You are going to thank the Lord. For every good and every bad, thank the Lord. For the disappointment. For your failures. For even for your mistakes. This man of God was sat before me. God, man of Papa, why did I make this mistake? Why did God sit down and allow me to make this mistake? Why did I choose a tiger? In fact, the things He told me about the wife, I can't tell anyone. When I met the woman, You can just see from her poster that somehow the man may be right in some way. You know, the only man, the only person that knows, apart from God, the only person that knows a human being more than any other person is either the husband or the wife. Whatever a husband says about the wife, so she is. Whatever a wife says about the husband, so he is. But do you know something? All things work together for good. All things work together for good. I said, it has worked together for your good. It has worked together for your good. That shame, that disgrace has worked together for your good. Look, only that you have not learned. God allowed this thing to teach us lessons. To draw you, to draw us closer. What has drawn me closer to God? Are challenges. The other day I was telling God, why do you treat me like that? So up to now, you are still using challenges to draw me. I'll be faithful. From age 16, 1979, that I gave my life to Jesus, I have never slided back. There was time I had stagnated, stood still. But to backslide, no. I may stand still for some time, then I move forward. But to slide back, I have never in life. Whatever I have been doing, I'm still doing. Listen to me, church. If you are here, you should never regret. I want to tell you that God knows why He has allowed that thing. It's to draw you to Himself, to teach you some lessons. We are not learning. We are not learning. And do you know why the Israelites spent 40 years in the desert? They were not learning. Any lesson you have not learned, it will keep on coming. Because it is true that, look, God, the crossover message, I don't want to preach it now. Look, because God wants to give you a new version, a new edition of yourself. Look, any good thing God wants to do, any level He wants to bring you, there are some levels God will never bring you until He changes you. He gives you a different version of you. Many of you here, you want to be a big man, a chief executive. Oh, it is more than possible. But God will change you and transform you so that you can fit there. But in changing and transforming you, He will allow challenges. He will allow your husband. All of a sudden, your husband has changed to become like a monster. All of a sudden, your wife has changed. All of a sudden, your boss at your office. All of a sudden, your best friend turns against you. All of a sudden, even your pastor is against you. Everything is against you. You know, God has allowed that to teach you a lesson. How you handle yourself. Because where He is bringing you, you need that version of you to maintain that. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. 2023, we celebrate you for the ups and the downs, for the bad and the good. For the difficult times, thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord right now. Some of you are saying, what about delays? Delays are also part of it. Delays are also part. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Your grace and mercy. Look, it has taken grace and
I'm living this moment because of you.
Do you know that some people,
I want to
tell, challenging time, they will not go to church. They will not go to church. You have failed. You have, look, God has said something about you. I see.
Oh.
I can't trust it.
Oh.
Because she has no offering. So she will not go to church.
I'm living this moment because of you. Job never knew what was going on in the spiritual realm. He
are receiving this news, you know what he did? The Bible says he tore his robes. He put on ashes and sackcloth and lay on the floor and said, naked I came, naked I will go. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was how Job won. That thing Job did. That first thing Job did won his heart before God. People always want to accuse my husband, accuse my wife, accuse my pastor, accuse the church, accuse my boss, accuse. Some people are even accusing their mothers and fathers. My father didn't go send me to school. My mother didn't do this. There are people who are still accusing their brothers and sisters in abroad. My brother in abroad is not my enemy. My sister in abroad, the way I suffered. Look, let me tell you something. I have come to learn this. Hey, please, hear it from me. Hear it from me. Hear it from me. I don't preach theory. I preach practicals. Look, it is not everybody's help you need. I am telling you, some people, the moment you get their help, you have become their slave forever. Every place they go, they are carrying your name. Had it not been me, because of me, I paid the fees. I did this. So when God knows that He saves you, look, He will block the person. Don't help.
So
look, I know what I'm suffering with the family. Look, even great grandmother died, they expect me to be there. Grandmother died, they expect me. So everything they are just because in my difficult days they came in and did something small. But what I've done for them, I can't say it online. But still, I am not free. Sometimes when I see the call coming, I don't want to pick. Pastor, now this, oh,
say you.
Ask my wife, she's there. There are two of them. When we see their call, Makaya Bashanta Kabaya. Then you are there accusing me. Ah, my sister. The way I suffered. My brother. The way I. But she doesn't mind me.
Hey!
God wants to take the glory in your life. God wants to take the
glory.
2023. Sorry, 2024. Make Jesus your everything. I am telling you, make Jesus your heart, everything. I am being tempted with the crossover message. I'm leaving this moment. God is taking you further and praise you too.
Your grace and mercy draws me true. Your grace and
Before I hand over for offering, listen to me. Whatever you become here on earth, it will pass through man. Human being. God will use human being. But let that human being, the one that God has chosen to use. And how do you do that? Always pray. When we were moving to this place, when we were to start this project here, where I'm standing here, 20 families left the church. 20. Because here was a waterlog. A house was here. It was a waterlog. When it rained, the water, those who were living, the water was at their way. They would put block. And then a board there, and then walk on it. That time, our church was at the car park there. And when the Lord said, extend the church, some of the leaders said, this man, you are over ambitious. Your man, you are over ambitious. Look at market women, old ladies, students.
And collar school for a daddy for penny. Sorry,
they started leaving. My heart
broke.
I went to Achimota Forest and I was just crying. Myself, my wife. Today, the people God has brought, they are better than those who left. Those of you here, you are better now. I am telling you. I prayed you in. Some of you are here. You are taking care of my house. You take care of my office. Most of the things I wear, you provide them for me. I am there. Somebody can say, Pastor, take this. When you go to town, you see those taxis, Osorohini, those trucks, Osorohini. That brother, 1989, he came from Swedru wearing skirt, women's skirt, Swedru.
That brand no feet, gross Swedru, so much the mask.
I gave him trousers and shirt to wear.
Me na me man
he never forget.
He ran feet down.
I have forgotten him. Some of the things he was telling people about me
that I can't remember.
Do you know why I can't remember? Because God touched me to do it. Look, when it is God touching somebody, the person will do it and doesn't remember. But when you go and manipulate and force, you are a prisoner forever.
So who got and then why you are poor?
Let's reserve the rest for the crossover. Say, I am coming for the crossover.
I am coming for the
crossover. Say, I am coming to receive the rest.
Coming to receive the rest.
Is it a prophecy? Prophecies. Whilst you are preparing for the prophecy, prepare for your offering right now.
You are foreign born soul.
Listen to the prophecy.
They don't know what I have done. They don't know what I have done.
They don't know what
they have
done.
They don't know what I have saved them from. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
What God has
they
saved you from.
They don't know. The years ahead is difficult.
Uh-huh.
The year ahead is difficult.
That one is true. God has told you. 2024.
See it.
Uh-huh.
Talk it.
2024. There are some giants and challenges.
Back it. Walk it. That is what will take you through. See it. Walk it. Talk it. What you see is what you will get. What you say is what you will get. What you walk in is what you will receive.
That's the message.
I said see it.
The message for the cross.
Walk it. Talk it.
Mm-hmm.
See it. Walk it. Talk it.
Is the message being recorded?
Walk it. Talk it. See it. Look at missionaries. They are altars. They are building altars. Altars. Altars for blood. Altars for blood. Altars for blood. See it. See it. See it. See it. Altars for blood. But I will smash them. I will smash them. No armed man. No armed man. We encamp in one place. No armed man. We encamp in one region. No armed man. We encamp in one region. I will scatter them. I will scatter them. I will scatter them. I will scatter them. They will see my hand. They will see my hand. They will see my hand. In order for them. In order for it. Let them build the altars. Let them build the altars. On the highways. Let them build the altars. On the four highways. Let them build the altars. But I will smash them. But some will also fall in it.
Jesus.
Koramash.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Talk it and walk it. That's the message. Talk it and walk it. What you see? 12 people saw the same thing. Look, 2024. It is what you see.
And what,
how you see. And how you talk. Is what will qualify you.
And no, never know what Timu.
12 people saw giants.
Ten
of them. They compared themselves to the giants as grasshoppers. Ten. They say we are like grasshoppers.
But other
two.
Mienu ne womuno.
They say no.
Almost say Dabi.
We can conquer them.
Joshua and Caleb say, "You better do one."
Because God is with us.
The
other said, "Then say no, 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 no."
Do Kayeni said, "There be."
Then God said,
"And Yanko Pon say."
Each person, you qualify yourself by what you say.
Sanko for dunu niya moji manua kanu na mubenya.
Numbers 14:28. As surely as I live, what I hear those same people say, so will I be. In this desert, they will fall. But for the two others, Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh,
and Caleb,
they have qualified themselves. That's the prophecy.
And come, Shannon.
What you see. How you interpret what you are seeing. If you see giants and you conclude that you are finished, you are really finished. But if you see giants and you see the God of the giants, there is a God of the giants. I say there is a God of the giants. In every giant is a dimension of God. The giant is not a giant. What did David say to
Goliath?
What did Goliath say first to David? Am I a dog that you are coming to me? With javelin and stones. Today, I will kill you. And give you to bears to eat. But David looked at Goliath and said, you come
David
against me
with Goliath sword and
javelin. But I come against you in the name of the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied today. Today, I will strike you and kill you. We are all seeing the same thing. We are all in the same economy. you know an attack on the church, Christians? Many Christian husbands whose wife takes seed, they are forcing their wife to go and cause abortion. They don't want more children.
A Christopher bebre ma won yirin mu yi yin se gu ese ni se ni emema ye din.
Are Muslims not in Ghana? When they are having 10, 20, 15, you Christians, even in this church, somebody is forcing the wife to go and abort. And that is anointing. And that is anointing. Do you know that anytime you willingly abort, you have established a permanent order that even the blood of Jesus cannot cancel?
I'm telling you,
even the blood of Jesus can never cancel. Because it is intentional. Then to the person by you.
Ask the person
or tell the person, remember what you see, how you see, and what you say.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.